Rival gangs continued to fight and torch buildings Tuesday, while sporadic looting broke out as residents searched for food, water, and fuel. More people are fleeing Dili looking for safe shelter in neighboring villages. The United Nations estimates at least 70,000 people have been displaced. Manuel da Silva is staying at one of many makeshift refugee camps that have sprung up all over the city since the daily violence began last week.
I think the leaders should make a strong decision to stop all the violence that's happening in the country.
Government leaders are meeting for a second day with pressure building for Prime Minister Mari Alkatiri to step down. He is blamed for mishandling a military mutiny over alleged discrimination that led to the current communal violence dividing the country. Some 40% of the armed forces were dismissed in March, leading the disgruntled soldiers to take to the streets in violent protests. The situation erupted last week into broader civil unrest, pitting those from the west of the country against those from the east. Many Easterners believe those from the west supported Indonesia's 24-year bloody rule of East Timor. The country gained its independence 4 years ago. Nancy Malia Collins, VOA News, Dili.